EEPY.
And a QYQ monitoring, first time VMR user monitoring statewide one, NAQYQ.
NAQYQ, this is NAWRO, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar, up in Macomb County. How copy?
I copy you perfectly. Good morning. Name is Jay, and I am here in downtown Detroit on my commute to Livonia.
Good morning, Jay. The name here is Tim, Tango India, and I caught your call sign there. So I'm looking at the dashboard. You do have a really good signal. Just a RSSI of 82, and of course, you're on the Detroit machine. So, well, welcome to DMR if you said this is your first.
Yeah, the technical first was when Homer from Winter got the radio configured for me and walked me through the basics. But yeah, first QSO and certainly starting to learn about DMR. Would love to know more about certainly this system, and so new enough that getting used to, you know, zones and shock groups, etc. I'm assuming, so I guess the one question I would have for starters is with a name like Statewide, am I still paying attention to repeaters local to me, and, you know, the same way that I might get into a Windsor zone if I was over there versus this zone in particular. I'd love to understand a little bit better about that.
NAWRO, well, I know you're driving, but the best teacher for that, if you haven't been there already, is the Central Michigan website. There's a shortened form of the website. It's mi5.charliecharlie. I say again, mi5.charliecharlie. And on that site, the DMR is listed. And, yeah, it is statewide. So, yeah, we are, you know, broadcasting quite a big footprint because they're all linked, you know, sites are linked. And, of course, in the Detroit area, Detroit is great for you. For Macomb County, tower-wise, we do the Mount Clemens. So I'm up in Richmond at North Macomb, but I can go down to Mount Clemens to hit that tower. So it all depends on, you know, what location you're at, which tower you're going to hit. But it is a big footprint, so we keep that in mind with, you know, QSOs, not to have too long of a QSO, but there's no real restriction. But in any event, probably getting over to that website to look at the, they have a map where all the towers are at, so you can get a better idea of, it goes all the way up to the Sault Ste. Marie. So there's people in the Sioux listening to us right now, probably. Back over to you.
All right. I definitely appreciate it. I have been on the site before. Admittedly, most of that was a few months ago. I started working on a APRS project and first wanted to research what was around the area. And certainly that was one of the sites that generated information of what was already around. So, yeah, I'll get back and start learning more about the DMR. So, well, Tim, I appreciate it. Thanks for responding this morning. I am driving, so I'll try to pay close attention to that. But appreciate the QSO this morning and the info. And I look forward to chatting again sometime soon. N8WRO, if I remember correctly. N8QYQ, 73.
Yeah, anytime, Jay. I copy your last. N8QYQ from N8WRO. I'll be clear as well. You have a good one.
KC8KJO, good morning.
KC8KJO, good morning, Tom. N8ZC here.
Morning, Carrie. How goes it this morning with you?
Oh, for the most part, pretty good. Having a little trouble clearing the cobwebs out, though. I just can't seem to get with it. Maybe it was because I had too much warm weather and sunshine yesterday. And it looks like I might have a problem with that again today. just kidding, of course. But yeah, no, just kind of slow going. Just kind of waiting on another cup of coffee here. Heard you over there on UHF, but couldn't get to the radio in time. And then lo and behold, you come over here. So how was your weekend nonetheless?
Oh, I worked 12 hours on Friday. No, wait, what did I work? Eight to 9:30. So what, 13 hours on Friday, 14 on Saturday. Cut the yard on Sunday. And then, then we had a barbecue yesterday. My neighbor cut down a tree for me that I've been dying to do. And so we picked that all up. And then had a barbecue. They came over and sat back and enjoyed it. Oh, and I power washed all the, whatever you want to call it, the lawn chairs and the table and everything else like that. You know, the patio furniture. That's the word I was looking for. So I spend most of the day outside in the sun.
Sure seems nice to see blue sky and sunshine and not have to put like 10 layers of clothes on and get frostbite because the wind's blowing so hard. I just don't know what to do. Well, it sounds like you had a busy and productive and an enjoyable weekend. Good for you. Not much going on here in my neck of the woods. Then again, I don't have family or anything anymore. Now, I have a sister, but she's down in Ohio. And with today's gas prices, I wasn't going to drive down there. Anyway, so me and the dog just kind of spent it doing whatever. Nice long 5-mile walk yesterday morning, and I don't have the ambition to do it today, but I don't think he does either. He seems to be pacified on the walks for now. But, let's see. Today will be lawn cutting day. Yesterday the grass stayed wet for so long after 2 days of rain here. But, let's see. Yeah. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday rained quite a bit. Sunday just stayed misty and foggy. And so today will be lawn mowing day, I guess, yeah, once I get motivated. Anyway, this is Hank Zedzi.
Hey, JK Joe. Yeah, I cut mine on Sunday. Just because it was a jungle back there. Trying to get from the barbecue to the picnic table. I mean, you're going through a jungle and a bunch of wheat, grass and everything. So I cut it on Sunday. Had to bag it, and it was wet. I mean, I had the lawnmower all the way up to the highest setting, and it still bogged it down. So that was ridiculous. Well, be right back. Got a phone call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hopefully I'm still doing okay. I'm in more deeper in the interior of the house here. But, all the years of fertilization in the front yard around the tree right in front of the house. And I got two big, huge, old maple trees in my yard, which my previous dog absolutely loved laying under. That grass is like green, 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 and very thick and grows very quickly. Back half of the yard, it's not too bad, but up here in front, usually takes twice to cut it, especially when you wait for a week in the spring.
I'll be right back, Gary. I got a phone call. KCK Joe.
Nope, no worries. I'm pouring my third cup of coffee as we speak. And ain't Zincy.
KCKJ.
I don't wait now. Oh. thinking about getting to experiment with an air rifle project and forgetting the radio's turned on and it's kind of loud. Oh, anyway. Oh, that's what I get for not paying attention, right?
Yeah, I've done that too. I've had the radio on and it's radio silent off and something trips and I'm like, ah! You know, freaks me out. And I had my coordinator call me, just ask me a couple questions. Right as you, respond.
Oh, no worries. I figured, you know, you're out running around, probably working and all that, so you got to take care of business. So, I understand. But, yeah, I think this third cup of coffee is going to take care of the cobwebs. I'm starting to wake up now. Well, that or it was jump-starting my heart there for a second. I do the same thing with my cell phone. I, phone hardly ever rings. Got a friend of mine, he'll call me out of the, blue, generally first thing in the morning, and same thing. It's like, not paying any attention, just kind of focused on whatever I'm focused on, and get that little jump start, and oh well, what do you do?
I don't need any jump start to my heart. Don't need that anymore. Yeah, it's just what is it? I got Ann Arbor, and I gotta go back to that detention center that I was at Friday and Saturday to finish off a couple. Tie up a couple loose ends, more or less. And then he ducked for the day. And then tomorrow, going to Tiger Stadium for a baseball game.
Well, there you go. That sounds like fun. And never been to a Tiger game. But once upon a time when they had the minor league, well, I think they still do. It's been quite a while since I've been there, but Lansing Lugnuts used to do that all the time. And then being season ticket holders, we'd get to take a bus ride down to Chicago Cubs games. That was a lot of fun. I do enjoy baseball. Not that I'm a big sports person or anything, but if I had to pick one, it would be baseball. So hopefully tomorrow we have good weather for you. I think, if I remember right, it's supposed to be good weather pretty much all week. So that'll make it enjoyable. Hot dogs, draft beer, and peanuts are usually pretty good too. So, yeah, that'll be a good time for you.
Well, it was my daughter bought the tickets because there's some book thing tomorrow or she gets this. For this T-shirt, if you get there early enough, you get this T-shirt for this author that she reads. And she's going to take tomorrow off, so she gave the tickets to me and my wife. So we're going down, and we're going to go there early. I think I lost you there for a second.
Okay, why am I dropping out here? Hopefully I still got it. I don't remember now what I was saying. Beep at me. Anyway, so hopefully I'm still making it. I'm sitting here on the porch, so got pretty much a clear shot. Unless the tree leaves are starting to cause some issues with signal, but how that goes. So, yeah, I don't even remember what I was saying about beer, but oh well. Actually, I do, but not important. I'm not a big beer drinker, but 9 innings, inning 2, 3, 4, have a beer with your hot dog and pretzels and stuff, be okay.
No, I'll just stick with, usually I get lemonade or a Coke or Pepsi, whatever soda they got. I usually don't drink that either. But yeah, definitely a hot dog and a pretzel and whatever my wife wants. Sell Little Caesar's pizza, but I'm not going to spend $20 for a pizza, you know, that I could get for $7 at the, you know, at Little Caesar's shop, you know, down the street. It could be me also. I'm traveling through all the trees and stuff over here in Oakland Township, so the signal probably goes in and out. KC8KGM.
Yeah, I'm dropping out too, so don't feel bad. But your signal sounds okay, but it keeps beeping at me, and I look down, and it's like, well, doggone it, I'm not connected again. But, oh well, what do you do? Yeah, it's, oh, I'm not one for sugary drinks. I can't even tell you how long it's been since I've had a Coke or a soda of any sort, especially since I've been on this diet, because I don't do sugar at all. Carbs once in a while, but keep the carb count way down. But amazingly how fast the weight peels off you when you do that. And anyway, no, this is NHZZ.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of sugar myself. You know, being a type 2, it doesn't help. You know, causes the glucose to fluctuate really bad in my system. So I stay away from it as much as I can. If it's sugar, it's natural sugar. Honey, fruit, vegetables, you know, things like that. I mean, I'll have a little bit of carbs here and there because I walk it off or I burn it off sometimes. But it's not like I, you know, not like before where I was craving donuts and junk food all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I did the diet change, I don't even do natural sugars anymore. His doctor was concerned. He considered me, you know, borderline diabetic, and I started the diet change in August, and I think it was that following April. The doctor's like, "What did you do? How did you lose all this weight so fast? And how did you, you know, get your blood sugar in order?" And I just told him what I was doing. He wasn't real excited about it because, of course, doctors want to push pills and stuff on you, and I was that overweight, but, you know, when you're in your 20s and you weigh 175 pounds or so, and then when you, you know, hit 62, you're 245 pounds, it's like, it didn't feel good, and so I decided, yeah, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I want to keep getting older, so made this change and figured I'd try it, and lo and behold, it's like cholesterol's way down, my blood pressure's way down, my sugar's normalized, and I'm back into 34-inch waist pants. Because when I was heading for 38s, and or I should say 38s were tight, it's like, nope, not doing this. And anyway, we'll leave it at that. You get the point. So I feel a lot better. So that's kind of how I don't drink. I mean, I'll have a couple beers now and then, but gosh, I bet you it's been a couple of months now since I even had a beer. And that was at a neighbor's house, you know, being social. So, but anywho, KC8KJ, oh, this is N8ZC.
Yeah, I was like you. I was going up to pushing 200 pounds, pants are tight, you know, winded and everything else like that. And then never had high blood pressure in my life. And all of a sudden last year, I felt kind of achy one day and blew it off. And then the next day, I felt the same way when I woke up, went to a coworker's house because he had a BP cuff. He took it and goes, "Dude, your BP's high." And we waited about 10 minutes. He took it again. It was even higher. And I was starting to get those funny feelings of indicating something was about to happen. So took me to ER, and lo and behold, yeah, I was on the verge of a stroke. So changed my diet and everything, lost 20 pounds, and I've kept it off. Of course, I'm on the high blood pressure meds, the cholesterol meds, metformin to keep my sugar in check, and taking what's called tachycardia medication, keep the flutters out of my heart. So, doing a lot better. Did a 5K last weekend, and that was extremely enjoyable.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, it's, you know, it's, they always ask you about family health history, and my grandfather on my mom's side, or my mom's dad, I should say, he died of a stroke in his late 60s, but that was back in 82 or 83, I forget now, but, and, you know, so I keep that, you know, in mind, and I mean, the only problem I really have now is, you know, my asthma and allergies bother me, but, so that's the only medication I'm on now, but I suffered with acid reflux for many, many, many years, and then compound that with a hiatal hernia. So that was another thing that really concerned me, because I was on stomach medicine for, well, as near as I can remember, 30-plus years. And they say you're not supposed to take it more than 12 weeks. It's like, yeah, we need to change that one, too, because, and it's amazing, you know, just the diet change, sugar, you know, carbs, bread, which I miss bread. That's one thing I can honestly say I miss. But, and, of course, pizza. That was always a staple of mine anyways, but it's amazing how all that stuff calmed down just changing my diet. But, yeah, that's, you know, how it goes, I guess. And if you follow any of the stuff that, you know, with the new health guidelines and food pyramids and the history behind that, and, of course, you know, I remember, right, you and I are close in age, but I remember when they introduced food pyramid when I was in elementary school, it's like, it's a little different now with some of the awareness out there, if you will. But, so yeah, my doctor's finally on board where he understands that I have a minimalist approach to my health care, is how he put it. When I was there, oh, 3 weeks ago, I had my annual checkup, and he's still amazed that I'm keeping it off, keeping the weight off, blood pressure down, and all that fun stuff. So, yep, timeout timer and exit.
Yeah, I'm keeping it down and keeping the stress level down, and just watching what I eat. Now, there is a bread there that you can get. It's called Carb Smart, and actually, it tastes like real bread. And I love that stuff. So I'll eat that every so often. I get it. But, yeah, I just, you can still have bread. Just get the Carb Smart. Low on sugar and stuff, and it tastes really good. Because I've had the glucose, or the, yeah, the gluten-free bread, and that stuff stinks. All right, I'm at the office, and I'm going to go drop off some stuff. And then up in Ann Arbor, I go. I will talk to you soon. 73 for now. And he's at C from KCA, KJO.
Well, all right, Tom. You have a great day. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you again. KCA, KJO. This is NHZC, and I guess I'll be listening. It doesn't scare the hell out of me. Take care. NHZC.
KCA, KJO. Monitoring news control.
This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, listening on Statewide 1, heard of station monitoring, N6WY.
N6WY, KCKJO, it's sounding good. Where are you out of?
Shelby Township, and the name here is Dave. I don't have my calls all loaded here in my contact list, so I just got this Anytone 890 working. It was kind of a dud, and finally I made it work with the latest and greatest upgrade. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. Are you on a node, or are you coming right through Mount Clemens.
Oops. I'm coming directly into Mount Clemens. That seems to be a pretty good repeater for me. I'm just using a rubber duck. And I think they increased the coverage of it over the years, or maybe somebody trimmed the tree for me. I don't know. But I can receive just about anywhere in my house on the rubber duck and also use it to talk on rubber duck.
Yeah, I don't know if they increased the power on it, but very good for being on an HT.
Well, I'm glad this one is working, and hopefully it will stay working. I did extensive testing over the weekend, and it all passed after I put the latest and greatest upgrade in. I think the Anycone 890 came out just a little bit too soon. They have a few bugs in it. What kind of rig are you using?
Well, I'm currently mobile, and I'm on a Motorola XPR 5550E.
Okay, well, I know. As far as EMR goes, I'm going to stick to handy talkies, but I would like to upgrade to something better. I got a Hyperior that works great with this system. It has the it's an old Hyperior. It has the Motorola roaming system in it, the one that they had to pay Motorola a lot of money due to a lawsuit brought by Motorola for copying their patent. And anyway, I got my Hyperior, and when I roam with that handy talkie in a car, of course, it doesn't have the coverage of a mobile radio, but it will, roam automatically from repeater to repeater.
Yeah, this is just a mobile. Then I got, I have an XPR 6550 HT that does the roaming too. When I don't have that one, then I carry my DM32 by Baofeng. That one's a tri-bander, VHF, UHF, and VMR, but it doesn't have the roam capabilities like Motorola does. It does some type of scan. I haven't figured it out all together just yet, but it does what I need it to do when I use it. KCKGL.
Okay, well, I never got your name, but like I said, I don't have the directory downloaded, what I used to call the call book, in this handy talkie. I might do that today, download all the contact list, so I can see who's talking on the radio. It's relying on my memory. I think you said your call was KCAKJL. Again, that's from memory, so hopefully I got it right. And I'm going to have to let you go because I'm in the middle of my routine here. I just heard you monitoring. And I thought I'd give you a shout and let you know your radio's working, and also check out mine. This is N6WY.
Yeah, the name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, and the call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. And I will chat with you later. I'm always on the phone here somewhere. 7-3 for now. Get to your project, KCKJL.
Okay, Tom, 7-3. Got your call. I was very close. KCAKJO, this is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, 73.
KE8FTW, I'm monitoring Gateway 1. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brad. Can't stick in here, but I heard you. I thought I'd give you a holler. It's been a while. Say hi.
Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, it has been a while. I had to work for this weekend, so I was just kind of, oh, my goodness. One's trying to steal my umbrella. Just outside in the backyard in the shade. Oh, it's about 7 degrees up this way. So we're not on the verge of melting, so that's where we're at. Trying to stay cool. How's everything down your way?
Oh, hanging in there. Warming up finally, so out in the yard doing some yard work. But like I said, it's been a while since I heard from you or talked to you, so thought I would at least say hello.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, everything is still working as it should up this way. So, and just updated my antenna on the repeater. We got a loop antenna now, so that was working good. I figured eventually we'll probably not today do a, I don't know, some signal reports or checks, radio checks, whatever, different areas. Other than that, not a whole lot. I did yard work last week, so we're taking a break from yard work.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad to hear it's still working up there. Glad to have you. Working on getting some more up that way, but it's a slow process.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Bob's been keeping me looped in for the most part, so. I guess they're just waiting to hear back from the county stuff for the okay to get everything going. So, but other than that, that's all I know about it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I got to get back to work here. So, nice chat with you. Have a good day. Chat you later. KBSWR.
Hey, sounds good. Enjoy your afternoon. Hopefully my umbrella doesn't blow away on me. 7-3, Jeff. K-8-S-W-R, K-T-8-F-T-W.
Call the VHM monitor.
W-8-W-B-A-T-H-N. Are you still there? This is N6WY.
Yeah, N6WY from W-B-A-T-H-N. Good afternoon. Thanks for the show. The handle here is 7, spelled S-E-V-I-M, over.
Okay, 7, I think I talked to you before. I remember the name, and I never remember the call, though. Name here is Dave, D-A-V-E. I'm located in Shelby Township, and I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater. I see... maybe you're coming in on a Grandmeister on 31261, which I frequently use also. But right now I think I'm in range of the repeater, just marginally. Let me know if I'm breaking up. WBAHN, this is N6WY.
Yeah, okay, fine, Dave. N6WY, WBAHN returning. Yeah, we're good. I think we talked before now that you mention it. And thanks for the shout again. No problem with your last transmission. So I'm on a portable here that's tied to a Yagi that I have in the house. I'm using WHCMC's repeater here. So it's sounding good at this end. So you're out and about doing errands?
No, 7, I'm sitting here at my computer, just doing some looking at the computer. In fact, I'm doing a ham radio type of wishing. I'm looking at a cheap frequency counter. Now, I don't know if I get one to measure the output of the frequency of this handy talkie, for example. I just like to know what my handy talkie's frequencies are. And I need one to go cover the UHF band. But Amazon has some cheap ones on there. And I don't know which would be more accurate, my handy talkie or those cheap frequency counter meters. So, you also mentioned the CNC repeater. Is that the one in Warren, I think it is?
I think it's on the border of Detroit and just north of Detroit. Or, yeah, it's on the border. It's a nice machine, and when it's got internet connectivity, things QSOs like this happen. And for a long time, it didn't have internet for some reason that I don't know. So, good. You're not waiting for Christmas, then, I take it. You're going to get a jump on Christmas or your birthday and get something for yourself there. Well, good. Yeah. Well, the FCC would like to know what frequency you're on, too, especially if you're on a band edge, ham frequency, ham band edge. So it's a good thing to do. And you have to get one that's got enough significant figures and precision there for that. So, yeah, well, I didn't go to Dayton. It might have been a good place to get something like that. But test equipment, you don't have to wait for Dayton. N6WY from WBHN.
Break.
Got a user there. Go ahead.
The CMC machine is at the Lodge and Davidson on a 300-foot building, Dodge and Lathe and Davidson. W8DOX, just thought I'd jump in and let you know.
Okay, W8DOX, you broke up there and I missed a half of your what you said. Go again, please. W8DOX with W8BHN on the side. This is N6WY.
Copy now. It's at the Lodge. And Davidson, Lodge and Davidson. I'll copy.
Well, I got all of that time, but you got a funny start to your signal, like a noise, a digital noise of some type. Seven, how do you copy him? Go ahead.
I haven't heard anything at all, any transmission from him. I'm not sure if he's using promiscuous monitoring on time slot or not. I'm not hearing anything at all from him, so that's kind of strange.
I'm definitely a time slot one, statewide one.
Okay, this is N6WY. I think I see the problem. I'm looking at the MI5 DMR last heard webpage, and 7, WBHN is on Grandmeister. And you have a radio ID that is not compatible with Grandmeister, that 112.6265 no longer works on Grandmeister. It might work on the MI5 system, but it does not work on Grandmeister anymore. They have new rules, don't ask me why, but they want all the U.S. signals, radio IDs, start with a 3. I'm going to turn it over to 7 there. WB8BHN, this is N6WY.
Yeah, okay, fine, Dave. Thanks for the explanation. My DMR ID does start with 311, so whoever's or so, 31261, like you said. So, you still copying the other fellow or no?
Yeah, I copied him. I didn't get his name, W8BOX. He also gave me the location, but I didn't write it down. I see, where is he coming in from? Oh, he's on the Detroit repeater. So he's coming in direct to the Detroit repeater, and I'm not sure how he's doing that. I'm sure the... the system doesn't care what kind of radio ID you have, whether it starts with a 3 for Grandmeister or starts with 1, like the old Motorola IDs. In fact, it might be quite happy with the Motorola IDs. WB8DOX, this is N6WY.
Okay, Dave. I'm not going through a hotspot. I'm going through that repeater, but I don't hear him at all. Yeah, no joy there. Okay, good luck with your choosing a frequency counter. And there's many of them out there, so make sure you get one that is not a knockoff or something that doesn't cause problems down the road. So, AWY from WBHN.
Okay, 737. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to be clear also.
This is N6WY clear.
Hey, everyone. FHVIC. KFHVIC. KFHVIC.
KC8MHG. Testing a hotspot on statewide 1.